Remember, love isn't just a book. It's a tender hand reaching out when you feel most alone. Clio Wade's collection of wisdom emerged from her own healing journey, poetry becoming her therapy before she could afford an actual therapist. In a world increasingly fragmented by technology and division, these words serve as a gentle reminder that connection remains our most powerful survival tool. Wade's accessible wisdom has resonated with millions because it speaks directly to our shared human experience. The inevitable periods of feeling lost, the struggle to remember our worth, and the courage required to keep showing up for ourselves and others. Her approach is revolutionary precisely because it's so gentle, reminding us that sometimes the most radical act is simply remembering how to love ourselves and each other. Life guarantees we will all get lost. The real work isn't avoiding difficult emotions, but learning to navigate these periods so they become portals to self-discovery rather than permanent states of being. When we repeatedly dismiss our own needs with casual, "I'll be fine" assurances, parts of ourselves eventually leave. These neglected aspects return worn and tired, requiring us to relearn recognition and care. Though initially uncomfortable, this homecoming represents our capacity to find our way back to ourselves. The experience of feeling lost contains a profound gift. It reminds us of our inner home, that place within that waits to welcome and shelter us. This is where we unconditionally belong, where love begins and never ends. Sadness takes many forms, some fleeting, others cycling like moon phases. Even in persistent sorrow, hope remains. The darkest night coincides with the new moon, signaling that something is on the way. Moving through difficulty is often the only path forward. Like responding present in school roll calls, life demands our presence through hardships. We endure sorrow that moves in for a while, thought tornadoes, and painful experiences, each met with the same declaration: present, here I am. Like winter yielding to spring, our personal winters transform, even with lingering chill. The healing process cannot be rushed, though we often mistakenly link our worth to productivity. People heal differently, some publicly in town squares, others in private sanctuaries. Neither approach is better, both are necessary. Many smile through their struggles, showing remarkable courage. Your neighbor needs your kindness, as we never truly know what others carry. Life is both tough and a blessing, filled with humor, tragedy, and calamity. The wisdom lies in holding tight to the blessing part. Major life transitions transform us fundamentally, and when overwhelmed, the solution is simple: take cover and find shelter. With every change, we must get to know ourselves again, acknowledging our evolving identity. Feeling stuck can be reframed as running towards a locked door. By slowing down to question assumptions, we recognize that stuckness is an obstacle, not our identity. For doers who struggle with healing, brokenness becomes necessary disassembly, a chance to understand each piece before rebuilding. There's wisdom in the space between pieces. Breaking and rebuilding is natural. We rise, fall, change, and bloom. Life moves unpredictably in all directions. Self-kindness becomes our constant companion, providing comfort when needed. Not every change is a transition. Some are rebirths. And rebirth, like any birth, involves both pain and magic. Life continually gives birth to us, celebrating transformation as our natural state. Success has many paths. Progress comes from focusing on our unique journey rather than comparing it to others. As Mary Oliver wrote, "Things take the time they take." Whether processing breakups, sadness, or transitions, some move decisively while others need gradual steps. Honoring our natural pace means honoring ourselves. In vulnerable moments, we may tire of maintaining strength, craving instead gentleness and simple pleasures, sunshine, meaningful music, moments of softness rather than armor. Though each day may not grant our wishes, finding gratitude in still desiring tenderness becomes its own quiet rebellion. While not every environment can hold our vulnerability, our softness deserves space, both in our inner sanctuary and with those we trust. Self-love is our greatest responsibility. When we genuinely like ourselves, we move through the world authentically, bringing goodness to others. Our capacity to do something doesn't obligate us to do it. Knowing our limits prevents martyrdom and resentment from impulsive agreements. Create a life we can live in, with space for soulfulness, where friends become family. The kitchen becomes both culinary space and dance floor, where laughter mingles with tears. This life celebrates nature's gifts and simple moments, staying unhurried because joy is unhurried. Love exists outside lists and organizational charts. It's slow, warm, tender, patient, and surprising. Genuine connection requires our time and most relaxed self, the version that can simply be present. While balance turns life into a measuring scale, harmony turns it into a song where every sound belongs. Embrace harmony as a fluid acknowledgement that everything present is a part of the whole, accepting that life resembles a wild animal or a mighty oak tree with unruly roots. Love encompasses care, commitment, knowledge, responsibility, respect, and trust. While abstract, having a practical definition helps us know when to nurture or release it. Many learn early patterns of showing love by making others' lives easier, often carrying these habits into adulthood at the expense of their own dreams. While patterns inform our history, they need not determine our future. Being called Superwoman may seem flattering, but denies our humanity. We need acceptance in our complete form, including when we're untidy, overwhelmed, or falling apart. When heartbroken, we must face our wound and rest with our determined heart, discovering its resilience as it transforms endings into beginnings. No one is entitled to hurt you. Creating distance from those who cause pain isn't avoidance, but a necessary boundary for healing. We're always allowed to protect our peace, regardless of relationships. Though loved ones aren't always meant to stay forever, there can be gratitude in goodbye as we shift from pain toward appreciation. Like the sunrise, we can begin anew. Natural cycles shape life. Learn to let relationships evolve, accept bodily changes, and welcome new phases without resistance. Rock bottom becomes the foundation for rebuilding. When facing fear, hold both fear and hope as you step forward. Many have hidden tears for so long, they've become strangers to their emotions. Finding safe people who honor our feelings helps us reconnect with tears, the body's natural release valve. Forgiveness is a daily practice. Morning and evening prayers of forgiving yourself and others help settle the past. While suppression creates internal storms, self-forgiveness brings clarity. Life flows like air and water, impossible to grasp or control. We exist in natural cycles, meant to embrace impermanence. In our courage to transform, we remember that love isn't something to possess. It's our essence, flowing through every ending and beginning.